Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Sefide, from Bayonabarta. Today's episode is about Know More About Forgiveness. How forgiveness makes you healthier, who needs it most, and which offenses are hardest to get over. Some researchers suggest we are seeing more public figures seeking forgiveness because we are becoming more aware of the importance of achieving reconciliation. There are different kinds of forgiveness. Decision on forgiveness is a sincere decision to change the way you intend to behave towards someone who has wronged you, even though you may still feel negatively toward the person. Emotion on forgiveness is a change in the way you feel toward this person. Resentment giving way to positive emotions like empathy, sympathy, compassion, and even love. For a healthier heart, be more forgiving. When people are reminded of grudges, their heart rate and blood pressure can increase. Forgiveness, on the other hand, has been linked to better heart health. Plus, you'll sleep better when you let bygones be just that. But keep in mind that you can't fake it. Researchers believe that the health benefits associated directly with forgiving apply only to emotional, not decisional forgiveness. Extroverts need forgiveness. Outgoing types are more proactive in seeking out forgiveness than introverts are, and also notably quicker to forgive others. Here are more hidden strengths of an extrovert personality. Introverts tend to be initially more concerned with forgiving themselves than making amends with a person they've offended. Don't underestimate the word "I'm sorry." Studies have found that repeatedly asking for forgiveness will eventually extract it from others, even if you don't really mean it, and even if the person you've wronged knows you don't really mean it. But beware of betrayal. The most common type of unforgiven offense is betrayal, including affairs, deceit, broken promises, and divulged secrets. Now tell me, how do you feel when you forgive someone? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Stay tuned for more. Bye-bye.